welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for April 19th comes from Leviticus 23. In Leviticus 23, Yahweh lays out the regular calendar of festivals for Israel. A large part of Israel's worship was bound up in special feasts that Yahweh had commanded to commemorate something he had done in creation or in his work of redemption. The first set of feasts began with the Passover, during which Israel remembered how Yahweh had brought Israel safely out of Egypt by passing over Israel to strike down every firstborn male in Egypt. The Passover was held on the 14th day of the first month, with the Feast of Unleavened Bread beginning the following day. After remembering Yahweh's redemption, Israel purified themselves by removing leaven from their homes, according to Exodus 12, verse 19. Then, after the seventh day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Israel celebrated the Feast of First Fruits by offering the first of their harvest to Yahweh to acknowledge God's gracious provision in Leviticus 23, verses 9 through 14. The second set of feasts was the Feast of Weeks. The Feast of Weeks also celebrated God's provision for Israel, and Alan Ross helpfully explains how the Feast of First Fruits and the Feast of Weeks were connected. He writes this, "In the sequence of events, the first barley sheaf was brought to the sanctuary for the Feast of First Fruits, just after Passover. 49 days later, the first cereal crop, wheat, ripened. But now the Israelites had to bring loaves of bread made from wheat. This festival celebrate what the harvest produced, or more precisely, what the Lord had produced for them." In the New Testament, we learn the full significance of these feasts. If the resurrection of Jesus made him the first fruits of new creation after his crucifixion during Passover, as we read in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20, then the gift of the Holy Spirit became the final harvest of God's grace at the Feast of Weeks, that is, the Feast of Pentecost, as we see in Acts chapter 2. Also, we have received the first fruits of the Spirit now while we await the redemption of our bodies at the harvest, that is, at the return of Jesus, according to Romans 8, verse 23. The third set of feasts began with the Feast of Trumpets on the first day of the seventh month, according to Leviticus 23, verse 24, with the Day of Atonement following on the tenth day of the seventh month, according to Leviticus 23, verse 27. Then, on the 15th day of the seventh month, Israel lived in booths for 7 days during the Feast of Booths to remember how they lived in the wilderness before entering the Promised Land, as we read in Leviticus 23, verse 34, and then verses 42 through 43. Just as the Day of Atonement stood as a perpetual reminder of our need for atonement and for cleansing from sin, pointing forward to Christ's perfect atonement, the Feast of Booths reminds us that we are a pilgrim people, sojourners and exiles, according to 1 Peter 2, verse 11, until Jesus returns when the trumpet of God blasts and the Lord descends to bring his people home, according to 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. To receive Free Daily Bible Study by email and to get exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.